This is Dakota Datebook for April 29th. On this date, in 1892, Wahpeton papers reported that Gertrude Weber had traveled to St. Joseph, Missouri, in search of her husband. With help from local police, she found him working at a shoe factory. To avoid arrest, Mr. Weber pretended to be overjoyed to see his wife and agreed to return with her to Wahpeton. He asked for a few hours to settle his affairs and gather his belongings. He took Mrs. Weber to a hotel, but then escaped by train with the notorious Madame Dolly Anderson. Mrs. Weber soon realized she had been doubly duped. Earlier, Mr. Weber, using a false name, had written to a Wahpeton lawyer inquiring about his wife. The lawyer showed the letter to Mrs. Weber, who recognized her husband's handwriting. Upon learning his location, she resolved to track him down. Back in Wahpeton, she discovered that Mr. Weber had also been corresponding with Judge Folsom Dow, requesting a divorce. Dow responded with a letter containing harsh and derogatory comments about Mrs. Weber. Mr. Weber took that letter to a Missouri newspaper, hoping to have its defamatory content published. Instead, the newspaper turned on Judge Dow. The editor advised Dow that, if he was a lawyer, to go to night school and learn to spell and to study the subject of sending filthy matter through the U.S. mail. The paper also reprinted what Wahpeton papers had said in support of Mrs. Weber, noting the public sympathy for her efforts to earn a living and support her family. She had been left to run a hotel on the rougher end of town after her husband fled, and had been harshly judged by Dow for liquor law and bawdy house violations on the property. Mrs. Weber later confronted Judge Dow with a horsewhip on Wahpeton's main street. The Wahpeton Times described the fracas as quite an extended one, reporting that Mrs. Weber used her whip very dexterously, striking a dozen or so more times. The streets quickly filled with spectators, and the scene became a major source of amusement for the crowd. The paper added that the universal verdict was clear. Judge Dow was wrong to write to Mr. Weber as he had, and no one seemed to blame Mrs. Weber for fighting back. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lise Erdrich. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.